This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We got a full house here. We have two high school softball players, a high school softball coach, a principal at Woodland High School, and we'll introduce you to people. They call you Mama?
Mama.
Mama. That's right. She doesn't need a microphone, I'm told. So
she does not.
It's Ella Van Alstein. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. And then Julia Rowley, two senior softball players here, like the Brianna Stewarts of high school softball, potentially, right? I mean, you might have 4 years and four state titles, is that correct?
Yes.
Yep. And your coach, Lauren Luddy, here with us here as well. I guess I want to start with the most important people here, the two students. What's in the water here for softball? Like, is it the, like, number one girls sport in town or whatever? Were they good before you guys arrived on the scene? Just, like, either one of you take it, but, like, what's the deal?
I mean, yeah, the softball team was definitely a team that was always known. I know when I was in middle school, I was always going to the games just to see, like, what I should prepare for. And also, I played with a lot of the players growing up on my travel team. So I was always excited to get to Woodland and play on the softball team.
Now, Julia, like, so it was never lacrosse? It was always going to be softball?
I actually played a lot of sports when I was younger. I played soccer, basketball, and I also played softball. And, like, I experimented a lot. I did cross country in middle school as well. But I really stuck with softball, and that's just what I liked better.
And you guys are the three-time defending state champs, is that correct?
Yes.
And do you guys talk about what it would mean to run it back for a fourth? Is it like a no-hitter in the eighth inning and you just don't talk about it?
No, like, we definitely talk about it. Like, before every season, we set our goals, and that's always, like, the top goal. But we start with, like, our division and then our league championship and then state championship. But for us, it's, like, we really want it this year, especially because we've won it every 3 years.
Yeah, it's incredible. Coach, how do you keep it humble? How do you keep yourself humble?
Well, first, the girls are great. So every day they practice like they've never won. Which makes it easy. They practice like they've always won and they've never won.
Is that a culture, though? Like, that's a culture, right? I mean,
it is
so is that something that is just the type of kid we have in this area, or is it something that you do or a philosophy that you have?
I think every year the kids have been that way. So when the freshmen come in, they see the seniors doing it. You know, they move through and they do it every year. And we have routines we always do. My assistant coach that's been here for 6 years now. I actually coached his daughter when I started coaching at Naugatuck like 30 years ago. He is fantastic, and he helps keep the kids humble too. Like, he talks to them about how pressure is privilege, and how you earned being here, you earned being hunted, you know, and it puts it in perspective for them.
Because we ask a lot of people, you know, I have three teenagers, and you know, their experience. I just finished watching Adolescence last night, by the way. So I'm just really, I don't know, I feel fragile about parenting and kids in general. But, you know, I ask a lot of the coaches and so on we talk to, like, what's changed over the decades, and you know, to have kids that are that humble and focused in this era is a lot.
Yeah. It's changed a lot. I mean, we've had to add a lot more. Last year we had a couple mental practices, we've added some yoga. We had someone come in for some mental training and to visualize, you know, what they're going to do and to help calm themselves down and help with nerves and all that.
So we're talking again with Ella Van Alstyne and Julia Rowley, two senior softball players here at Woodlands High School, which is a relatively young high school. We'll talk to
24 years.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. Principal Kurt Ogren here with us as well. Now, are you an OG, or like how long?
No, I'm the second principal in Woodlands history, so this is my 12th year.
And in terms of it, it's kind of like a thing we're not used to in a place like Connecticut, because their towns are hundreds of years old and high schools have been around. And when you started, were you still building a feeling of tradition, or is that already established?
So I think it was definitely established. Dr. Arnold Frank was the first principal. And from day one, we've had a real positive climate and culture. And, you know, Black and Vegas Gold and the community has supported it, both Beacon Falls and Prospect. And it was a great great place to step into. And we've had some original teachers who've been there. Our teachers stay.
That's really, it's really, how big is the school?
575 students. So, which is great because you know every one of them.
Yeah. Small, I mean, it's, and you get to, you said you're assistant coach, you coach their kid, or you coach...
Yeah. Yeah, and his granddaughter actually was on the team. When he joined as my assistant coach, his granddaughter was on the team. So I just aged myself a little. But yeah, and just the community has just taken in Woodland from day one, which
now,
really helps.
Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Hamden.
Okay, so what about this area do you love?
Yeah, I love it. I taught it, and I was an administrator at West Haven High School for 15 years, and it was great there, but a much larger school. And then coming here, I moved to Seymour. Great environment. Everything's local.
Yeah.
You know the faces. You know the people. People are friendly no matter where you go.
If you could pass it off to Nancy, I want to ask the young women another question. So tell the story. You both are going to college. I hope you get along. Do you guys get along okay?
Do.
Okay. Because
yeah,
you both kind of be potentially on a team together for another 4 years. Mm-hmm. Tell me how that worked. I mean, I grew up in a hockey culture, and it happened a lot where somebody was getting recruited, and then a coach would show up and then see another kid maybe they would like. I don't know if that's your story, but just tell the story of what happened.
So I committed very early for my class. I signed, September of my junior year.
Okay.
And
with again, what school?
With UMass Lowell.
Okay.
And I'm on a showcase travel team, so we were still going around the East Coast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Kind of just trying to get everybody else recruited. And then one game we were in, I think, New Jersey, and my coaches came to watch me play, and then Julia just had a great game.
What'd you do, go yard? Like, what happened?
Yeah, I hit back-to-back home runs.
So that'll get somebody's attention. Yeah. That's awesome. And in softball, for me, like, sometimes the pitching's so good, because you play, who plays left field? I thought one of you played left field.
Pitcher-catcher.
Oh, pitcher, you guys are a battery. No
yes.
way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Usually the pitching's so good, the people, oh, no, it was the firefighter whose daughter's on your team.
She's
she plays left field.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And sometimes that you don't get a lot of action out there if the pitching's really good, so she probably can take a nap. Who's the pitcher?
I'm the pitcher.
Yeah, yeah, and you're the catcher. So you guys can, like, finish each other's sentences and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny. Do you shake her off? Do you have to, is it like baseball where you have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens if she shakes you off? You're like,
I just give her another pitch. I don't care. I get more mad if she doesn't shake me off.
Do you guys ever watch Bull Durham? Have you? Because Bull Durham's from 1988. Have you never seen the movie?
No.
Because there's this scene where he shakes off like three times in a row, and then the catcher just tells the hitter what pitch is coming. He gets out of the park. He's like, you don't get to shake me off. I'm a veteran. Listen, we're a little tight on time. I just want to say congratulations to you both. When you win. The fourth, will you come back on the air and tell us about it?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Mama.
Yes.
You told, I forgot, we know each other.
Yes, we know each other.
I've been to your home.
You've been to my house with Keisha.
Yeah. Back in the day when I anchored at NBC Connecticut, I've been searching my archives here. We did a bunch of crazy fun stuff to promote stuff, and we did a makeover with you. You look great, by the way.
Why, thank you. This is my last year. I'm actually retiring.
No.
Yeah.
They're finally getting rid of you.
Yeah, they're getting rid of me.
So what? How did you, like, you have this famous reputation as Mama, Nancy
Mama.
I'm
everybody's mom, including the staff.
How did that come about?
Well, a student called me Mom one time, and I said, well, what was that? And he goes, well, you look just like her, and I got confused, but you're everybody's mom. So everybody just started calling me Mama from that day forward.
What do you think of the girls?
These two are dynamite. They're a dynamic duo, pitcher-catcher. They are exciting to watch. Coach here. She had an exciting career as a college athlete. She's an amazing teacher, and she's a brilliant coach.
Thanks, Mama.
I have a lot of admiration for you.
Say something nice about Kurt.
Well, I got to think about that. We're buddies. Oh, no.
But isn't it, we got to run, but it's nice to have adults who aren't your parents or your family to support you that much. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of fans who are not family members. They just show up to watch because this team is exciting. They have our hearts.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I wish I had more time to shoot the breeze with everybody. Coach, good luck with the season.
Thank you. Good luck to the two of you. Thank you.
Obviously, you guys are doing a great job. And Nancy, congrats on your career. And you look great.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.